Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. I was thinking to myself, you know how when someone tells you that temptation is very hard for them to fight, they go through it every day, every minute, every hour, every moment. And then when they tell that person, whether they're talking to someone or just those two talking, and they say, yeah, when he or she told me, I was shocked. But I want to ask you the question, the one that who's talking and the one that who's telling that person how it is so hard and devastating for them to have to comply, to follow rules. And I'm not saying that temptation is not hard, because temptation is hard. I want people to understand where it would be hard for somebody else to only sleep with one person or just to be with their wife when they committed to be with that one wife. It's still hard for them. But I want people to also understand where it is that for people that work out every day and they still have a hard time losing weight. We also need you to understand that also sometimes that's hard for them. Even though you don't understand it, even though you may not have no problem with losing weight, if you want me to understand you, you need to understand me. And in the process that you don't understand me, then therefore it is up to you to find some knowledge and some information that can feed your brain to help you to understand what I'm or whoever is going through. Don't ever be a person that always understand everybody else's decision, what they make and what they say, and they make up their rules and the regulation, and you just follow through and you follow suit. But when it comes to you, nobody wants to follow through. Nobody wants to follow suit. Everybody wants to find another reason why you can't lose weight. Don't ever be so accepting to somebody else that can't accept you. I don't say accept people and they make excuses, but you do have to accept people where they are and where they want to be. Because sometimes we just have to leave people where they are. But my thing is, and what I was trying to say is that don't just be a person that just want to explain to somebody what you go through. But if that same person told you that they fight temptation every day and that, you know, they would like to be with other people, you would look at them like they was crazy. And they would say, how dare you act that way? You're not supposed to act that way. I'm supposed to act that way because I'm the one who first said it. If you ever notice, it's two people when they're together. One person's going to be the one that just break rules. The one person who's going to be able to just do the cheating. Only if you allow. But I'm just saying, it's always two people. One person's going to be the one who break the rules, and the other person is going to be the one to help them to keep breaking the rules. And the reason I say that is because the more you try to be with them and the more you trying to work it out, they're not going to work anything out with you because you have already signed at the dotted line and said that I will tolerate whatever you put me through. If you mess with five women, I find you five extra women to mess with. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I got your back. I am a ride or die chick. Be careful how you let people use you and treat you. And that go for everybody in this world, including me. We got to be very careful. We get very upset with people when people do things to us. But we don't realize we are the first person that we disrespect it. So if I'm looking at you, if I was the type of person to look at you and say, well, wow, she don't even respect herself, or he don't even respect herself, so why should I? And how many times I have did this to him / her, and they still here? So why can't I go to take a vacation for a month and then just come back and just say, oh, well, you know, I was tired, I was overwhelmed, my job, you know, and I'm trying to be a good husband, and it's just hard. Baby, I understand, you know, you are a good man, and I give you that. You know, you pay bills, you know, you make sure I got food. If I need anything, to go to the doctor, like, that's not their job to do in the first place. But because you didn't have it as growing up, you would tolerate so much when you're with somebody. Because if you didn't get the time that somebody talk to you and you find somebody to talk to you, oh, you think that's just the best thing in life. And maybe it is at that moment. It is the best thing in life, but it's not the only thing in life. I'm recording. It's not the only thing in life. And so I say, be very careful what you sign to, and be very careful when you sign at the dotted line. Be careful. And I always say, we're at peace. We are at peace. And we are not in pieces. And if we are in pieces, then therefore we have a lot of work to do. And we are cool as a cucumber. And what cool as a cucumber represents, first, be careful of the things that you have in you. Because the things that you have in you, and if they're not good for you, they may not be good for him, but they'll feel good to him or / her, because they'll get to do all the things that they want to do to you. And they know that you're not going to go nowhere. And they know that you're going to complain. And they know that you're going to cry. And they know that you're going to tell your family members. And they know that your family members, some are going to say leave them. Some are going to say stay. Oh, my man, he didn't do this. My woman didn't do this. And I'm still going to stand behind him or / her back. But I'm telling you, who are you mostly listening to? And if you are corrupted and the people around you are corrupted, then maybe, just maybe, you don't need to be talking to them. Maybe you need to start speaking things out into existence, what you want in life, until you cross that path. You got to start somewhere in life. You got to start somewhere, because sometimes being with our friends and stuff, you know, they mean the best, but sometimes the best they give us is not the best, you know, and we want so much. Think about it. And this is cool as a cucumber. Think about it. When you first get your apartment, whether man or woman, you're young and you get an apartment. Why is it that you always got to have a Why is it that a woman got to have a male in there? And why is it that a male got to have... Most men don't want women staying with them. And if they do, it's to benefit them. But why is it that you always got to have somebody living with you? Why can't you enjoy yourself in that apartment or that house? Why can't you take it in? Why can't you take your peace with it? Why can't you learn what peace is? Why is it so important for you to have somebody in there with you, living with you? Why? I tell you why. Because we was brought up, we was raised up in fairy tales. But as you grow up, you start seeing that life has nothing to do with no fairy tales, unless you're just living in your head. So I tell anyone who's getting their first car, their first apartment house, enjoy it yourself. Do not lend your keys out to people. You should treat your car the way you treat you. And if you're lending your car out to anybody and they're trashing it, you are exactly treating yourself that way. And if you got an apartment house and you got people over there from sun up to sundown and everything, and they just going in your refrigerator and they just disrespecting you, you are disrespecting yourself. And I need you to know that. And I tell you another thing. Your name could be on that dollar line as far as on that lease, but if you have no boundaries, if you have no responsibility for yourself or what people can do, what people can't do, you're just paying the rent. But at the end of the day, that's their apartment and that's their house. So be very careful. Next time, take your time. Take your time the way you would wanted your parents to take the time with you when you was a child. Take your time and enjoy you as living within you. Stop always wanting a boyfriend. Boys, men, stop always wanting a girlfriend. And if you're going to get an apartment or a house, I speak these to boys and / men. That is your sanctuary. That place is for you to start treating yourself the way that you didn't get treated as a child, as a teenager. Start loving you. Say, look, you can spend a night, you can be here for a week, but that's it. Because this right here is for me. I need this for me. I'm sorry. I will help you to get a job. I will do whatever I can. But you can't stay here. And I know that may sound harsh and cruel, especially when people have let you stay with them. Oh, believe me, they're going to come at you and they're going to say, oh, I remember this and I remember that. But see, I'm going to tell you something. The same thing they said to you as they remember, if you keep doing what you're doing for people, you're going to be doing the same thing. You're going to be getting mad at them. And you're going to be telling them, oh, I remember when I did this for you. I remember when I paid your rent and I didn't pay my own rent. Well, whose fault is that? That's your fault. Because I ain't even going to say common sense. Pay your bills first. Make sure you're always secure. Make sure you always, if you got a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or however, pay your rent. Don't ever give your apartment or your house up. You can go over their house. I don't care how they act and pretend to act. Oh, well, why you got a house or apartment? I got mine. You can come over here. They need you to come over there because they feel less of a man or less of a woman. So therefore, they need you there so they can feel more. Because now you in the in-house. So now they can be out and they can do what they want. And don't think that women don't think that way too. So I'm telling you, the next time you get something that God bless you with, a house, apartment, whatever, phone or anything, stop allowing people to be you. God gave that to you. Now, he didn't give it to you to be selfish, but he didn't give it to you just to be freeloading, letting people freeload off of you. Don't do that. And if you're doing that, change from it. Because ain't nothing going to get better until you get better. And that's what I had to say. Always remember you're at peace and not in pieces. And always remember that you're cool as a cucumber. Always remember. And when I say cool as a cucumber, what that means is that if you're feeling upset, you're tired, you're stressed, and when you say I'm at peace and not in pieces and you still feeling it, just keep telling yourself, and I'm not ever saying don't read the Bible or whatever, you know, the Bible represents cool as a cucumber. There may be things in there that we may not like, you know, but the Bible is the Bible, you know. So, thank you very much. I hope you have a nice day. And I hope that everyone is enjoying the holidays. Love and peace, understanding.